On the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Joe Khalil joins us now from the nation's capital via News Nation. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, John. Always good to be with you.
What do you know? What's happening now? When's the next vote? What are they doing today?
Yeah, so this is like a reset now. Republicans have to try again to elect a speaker. And you talked about Emmer, who I think is, if you have to point to a front runner, it would be him. Mike Johnson, another interesting name, I think, is Byron Donalds, young congressman from Florida, who, you know, is gaining a lot of respect among his colleagues. How the rundown is going to go is tonight, all Republicans are going to get behind closed doors yet again for one of these private meetings. Each candidate, they're calling a candidate forum. They're going to, all nine will make their pitches as to why they think they should be speaker. And we are not going to see any votes or anything like that until tomorrow. Tomorrow they get back again behind closed doors. And then essentially it's a secret ballot among just Republicans. And then they will decide round by round by round. The lowest vote getter is eliminated. Potentially you might see people voluntarily drop out and endorse someone else. But that's how it's going to go. So tomorrow afternoon, presumably, one of these guys is going to be the official Republican nominee. And then you put that person on the House floor and everybody gets to vote. So we'll see how it all goes.
How will that be different from the Scalise-Jordan matchup where neither of them had enough to win the day?
Well, it's a really good question. And it's an open question as to whether anybody is going to be able to get to 217. I think we may very well see a repeat. I don't think anybody really knows. You talked about, you know, Tom Emmer being an interesting choice. I think that's right for a few reasons, and maybe he's the guy that can, you know, unite enough to 217. He, among everything else you just said, he's also the guy who was the NRCC chairman. What does that mean? So he is the guy in Congress whose job it is to get more Republicans elected. So if Republicans are in really tough districts to win, Emmer is the guy to go to. He allocates money and potentially helps you come up with a strategy. Sometimes he helps recruit candidates for certain districts, you know, who want to challenge a Democrat incumbent. What does that mean? That means he's already got all these existing relationships all across the board because he's had to help people in their race. He's been the guy to go to. So he has kind of an infrastructure that may allow him to get to 217. But, John, open question. I mean, it's really hard to predict anything with this Congress, if we've learned anything. It's that.
Do we know how the Freedom Caucus, Matt Gaetz and company, feel about some of these guys?
So they like Byron Donalds. That's going to be the big question mark for Tom Emmer, the guy we were just talking about. He, as you pointed out, voted to certify the election, which, you know, not so long ago was not controversial. But, you know, the MAGA world is not like that. And, you know, there had been some reporting that he called out another member who hired Tucker Carlson's son to be on their staff. That member was also running against Tom Emmer for a leadership position. And so there was a bit of bad blood there. But I think realistically, Emmer's got a shot. Mike Johnson's got a shot. Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma has a shot. And Byron Donalds, who I mentioned. I think the Freedom Caucus folks tend to lean toward Donalds in that case. But I've heard some support, oddly enough, from Matt Gaetz for Tom Emmer, too, and from some others. So I think we're going to see how the support sort of falls. It may not fall along traditional lines like we expect.
Mm-hmm.
We'll learn a lot in the next 24 hours.
I wonder if a Jim Jordan or if Scalise, Jordan, or McCarthy, for that matter, endorse any of these or push for any of these, if that helps.
So McCarthy did. McCarthy did endorse Emmer already, but I'm waiting to see who else, comes forward publicly.
I'm just reading from some notes here. 815 said, John, I know I don't get to vote in this thing, but I would vote for Tom Emmer. He sounds moderate. 630 said, could you ask your guest if there's any chance that moderate, level-headed Republicans would join Democrats in electing a new speaker to start governing again, or is the fear of Donald Trump retribution too strong?
So that's an amazing question. I think we're going to see this round of speaker, you know, whatever you want to call it. I was going to say chaos. I'm trying to avoid that word. We're going to let Republicans go through this round and to see if they can whittle down 9-1 and whether that person can get enough votes. If they don't, if they fail again, and by the end of the week we don't have a speaker, it almost does become inevitable that Republicans will have to rely on Democrats and figure out some agreement, whether it's they give up a little bit of their power and have Democrats share in that, whether it's some other promises Republicans can make Democrats for votes. But I feel like if they don't get it done this time, that is the logical next step. They have to get a speaker elected. We're going to shut down the government if they don't. And it seems like that may be the only way.
Joe Khalil is the D.C. correspondent for News Nation. Okay, Joe, I hope you can keep a couple of appointments with me this week. Not that we've set them up, but I know there's going to be more news like this. So let's plan on visiting again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, something like that.
All right. You let me know. We'll see what we can do.
Yep, that's the plan. That's Joe Khalil from News Nation.